When a frown began to mar Elle's beautiful face, Tanya followed her gaze to a striking woman with flowing red hair and piercing emerald eyes who glided into the enchanted page. She wore a smirk on her face that seemed just shy of arrogance. Something about her impish smile told Tanya that perhaps it was all a ruse. Maybe the beautiful woman hid her real emotions so far inside that even she wouldn't know where to look for them. Tanya was curious about who she could be. She strode to Tanya with what appeared as manufactured confidence. "You are significantly more attractive than the rumors," the stranger blurted out. "Pardon me?" Tanya tilted her head. "You are the famed book addict, the non-mag recently promoted to director of ebook magic, are you not?" Tanya's mouth hung open. She wasn't comfortable with the moniker, famed book addict. She had bound that scrotum face, the former Grand Wizard, to the book he'd tried to trap her in. Apparently, the prophecy told of a non-magician who would perform an incantation in a similar fashion to how Nivian trapped Merlin in the stone chamber. The Grand Council of Magicians had convinced themselves Tanya was this person. Elle slammed down the book she was holding onto the counter. The chess player jumped and scurried from the store. "Imara," Elle said through gritted teeth, "where's your broom?" "Ooh, temper, temper, Elle. I was just saying hello to your lovely, what is she exactly? Not your wife, so no need to get too possessive," Imara cackled. "Why don't you take your inferior spells someplace else? Oh, by the way, have you found any new warts in delicate places? I've heard vaginal warts are a bitch and so common to your kind." Imara narrowed her eyes. "You know that is a complete falsehood. Book witches have never suffered from warts of any kind, you loud-mouthed, inarticulate book apprentice. You never could manage the refined art of truly bringing a book to life like we do. Reckless, that's what you are. Completely devoid of any ethics whatsoever. Characters in books are supposed to stay put," spittle flew from Elle's mouth. Tanya had never seen her girlfriend so angry before. Not even when their very lives were at risk when Gordon had set them up to perish inside the book's adventure. "Reckless. Oh, that's rich. I'm not the one who sends their chosen into dangerous adventures and has to have her mother bail her ass out." Imara's beautiful face transformed into a snarl. Tanya thought she heard an audible pop and turned to her left as Bee materialized inside the store. "Enough!" Bee yelled. "You're interrupting my afternoon delight with your negative energy. Your father was about to rock my world, then I felt your infantile anger rear its ugly head. Imara, why do you always have to needle Elle?" "Ew, mother, I did not need to hear that," Elle groused. "Hiya, Mom, give me a hug." Bee crossed the small space and accepted the hug from the stunning woman. Tanya looked from Bee to Elle to Imara. "Who are you?" Imara bowed. "Imara, the good book witch at your service. Elle and I go way back. She used to be a lot more fun than she is now." Elle crossed her arms over her chest. "That was before I knew what a total bitch you are." "Aw, come on. You're not still sore about Misty, are you? Trust me, she wasn't that good. I did you a favor by stealing her away. Honestly, she was a total bore. Now look how much better you've done. Unless... oh, I get it. You're afraid I'll steal this delectable creature away from you." "As if," Elle humphed loudly. Tanya closed the distance between her and Elle and kissed Elle's cheek. "No one could ever steal me away from you," Elle smirked. "What's your skanky ass doing here anyway?" Imara held out her hand. "Truce. I promise I won't make a move on your beautiful book addict if you help me out. We used to be a good team." "Ha, can't handle it on your own, huh?" "This one is special. Besides, I heard you were buying the bookstore on Whidbey. She lives in Coopville, so I thought we could team up. She meets both our criteria. Who knows, she could be as special as your book addict here."